Welcome to episode 69 of the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where I help you regain your strength postpartum so you can feel confident and strong again. Today, we are going to be talking about whether or not goal setting is worthless. The Atomic Habits book says to do this instead. So this is going to be really good, and I'm flipping the script a little bit here because I love goals, but is it worthless? Let's find out. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this. The month of April is our anniversary of being on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast for one whole year. I'm so excited, and I'm excited to celebrate this with you. And because of this anniversary, we're doing a giveaway where you can win a $50 Amazon gift card and a free coaching session with me. So exciting. So if you want to enter yourself into this giveaway, all you have to do is write a review on Apple Podcasts, share it on our Facebook group or on Instagram, and enter yourself in. That's it. Simple as that. And you can find all the links in the show notes below. And I can't wait for you to have that opportunity to get coaching with me and to go shopping with your Amazon gift card. It's going to be an awesome month. All right, well, let's get started talking about our topic for today, which is goal setting worthless? Atomic Habits book says to do this instead. Well, what are they telling us to do? But first, let's review what we've been talking about the past few podcast episodes. Well, if you want to go back to some of the other book review topics that we've done for Atomic Habits, all you have to do is go back to the odd numbers, right? We're on episode 69, so just go back to episode 67, episode 65, and so on, and you will see everything that we're talking about as it relates to Atomic Habits, the book, which is one of my favorite books, and I feel like this is such an important book for you as a new mom to establish some good habits, good healthy habits around fitness. And it's not easy because now we have a baby in the mix, but it can be easy if we're doing the right things and following some basic principles that can help us to establish healthy habits. So going back to our last episode, episode 67, we talked about making small change in order to have like a compound buildup of a healthy habit, right? We can't make a healthy habit come to be within a day. It takes time, it takes repetition, and it needs to be small. And James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, talks about breaking through the plateau of latent potential. And so there's a point where we are struggling to, you know, establish this habit. It's hard, you know, we're frustrated with whatever we're trying to achieve. And in this podcast, we're talking about fitness and exercise. So if we are trying to create a healthy habit around exercise, you know, it's hard to wake up in the morning. It's hard to tell our baby, you know, like, hey, I just need to finish like one more minute. I'll be right there, right? Our baby can wait 1 minute usually, right? And it's hard to hear the cries. It's hard to wake up when we're so groggy from a night of lack of sleep. So let's try to make small changes to establish this healthy workout routine early on in our day, right? I recommend morning workouts. And then there's going to be a point where you're going to just like break free and it's like, oh, I can do this. This is a lot easier. I know exactly how this is going to feel. I know exactly what's going to happen. I know when my baby starts to wake up in the morning, and it just gets to be easier. And that's what James Clear says. It's like breaking through that plateau. And then we start to master the skills of waking up early, master the skills of just putting on our workout clothes, right? That's so simple, but it can be hard. It's that friction of putting on our workout clothes in the morning can stop us from getting the thing done. But we have to master these little skills, and then there's going to be compound interest. It's going to build on top of one another, and it's going to get easier and easier. Okay, so that's what we talked about in previous episodes, but today we're talking about goals. James Clear says, forget about goals. Really, he says, focus on systems instead. This is hard for me to hear because I absolutely love goals, but he's right, actually. Systems are really what help us succeed without having to think very hard about it, right? We need the systems that creates that automatic thought process. What systems do you have in place already? So let's build upon the systems that you have. So you're going to think back to when you started creating those systems, and does it go all the way back to your childhood, like brushing your teeth, right? It does. And is there something that you started new in your life? Like, is there a new system that you have created in your life right now? And think about how difficult that was for you. And it's hard to create new systems, but we need to do it. And it makes life so much easier, and it takes the thought process out of it. The more tasks you can perform without thinking, the more your brain is freed up for other areas of learning. That is crucial. It is so crucial, especially for moms who are trying to focus so much on their baby and to focus so much on learning the new skill of motherhood. We need to free up our minds and create these systems and create these habits so that we don't have to think hard about it. We shouldn't have to think hard about exercise, just to be honest. Exercise should just come automatically. We should know what exercises work best for our body type and what work best with our schedule. And if you have trouble with that, I would love to help you because that is like my expertise. I love zoning in on the exact exercise that you need for your body type and for your schedule and your lifestyle. So if you want to hop on a coaching call with me, I would love to help you figure that out so that you don't have to think about it anymore. But forget that for now. Let's go back to habits and systems. So we are talking about systems here, not goals. James Clear says the systems are what's important. So that's a really interesting thing to think about because we are so used to setting goals. You know, we set goals in school, we set goals at work, but now let's think about it as creating the system that's most important. Creating the system is what's going to get us to the goal. Just creating the goal on paper, which I highly recommend writing these goals down, but creating that goal on paper is not going to get you there. It's the system. So why not spend more time writing out our systems, writing out our exact process to get us to achieve that goal? So what system do you have in place already? Like, take some time right now, pause me if you need to, and think about a system that you have in place that is working. All right, so is the system breastfeeding? Are you breastfeeding? Because you need to have a system in order to breastfeed correctly and to feed your baby and nourish your baby and to just have some kind of order in your life. So that's a good example. What about a system of making coffee in the morning? Do you have a nighttime routine where you prep your coffee machine and it's the timer's set and it's ready for you first thing in the morning? That's a system. Do you have something set up at work where you're always doing the same tasks at work and you have this system in place? So there are systems in our lives for a reason, and it's to help us be more efficient, to help take the extra thought and energy out of performing things. It is so important. So if fitness is important to you, it's time to make a system in place so that fitness can happen more easily in your lifestyle. We want this to be easy. So answer this question right now, out loud. Tell me this. Is fitness important to you? Yes, I hope so. Is health important to you? Yes, I hope it is. And I hope it's important to you for the rest of your life. We want this to be important to you. So why though? Why is health and fitness so important to you? So let's answer that question. All right, we're doing like a mini coaching session right now because I want to know. I want you to really think this through and come join us in our Facebook community and let me know the answer to these questions, because this is really going to help you get more motivated to get it done. So you can check out the link in the show notes to join our Facebook group. There's a ton of motivated moms who just want to work out, and they want to work out consistently and have a community of women surrounding them, motivating them too. So I'd love for you to join us in there, and let's get these goals accomplished, but more importantly, let's create these systems. So let's talk about results. Are your results going to come from running the goals, or are the results going to come from creating an effective system that works? It's the system. And the nice thing is, when you write out the system, the order of your tasks, you can visually look at it and change things if it's not working, and you can tweak things to make it better and easier. When you write a goal down, yes, you can change your goal, but it's not going to change the way you get to your goal. Okay, so the system is the way that you're going to accomplish your goal. So let's put more time and more energy into writing out a system that works. And this is what's going to get you to the finish line. This is what's going to get you the results, the systems. The systems are a process that lead to the results. That's what James Clear says. So I want you to think about this question. If you ignore your goals and only focus on the systems, would you still see the progress and the positive change? And yes, the answer is yes. So hear this. James Clear says goals are not completely useless, okay? So you can still make goals if you love goals. I'm not telling you to stop, because I still like goals. But he says that they are good for setting a direction, but systems are good for making progress. So you should spend more time designing your systems instead of spending as much time as you are looking at the goals. Maybe look at the goals, you know, at the end of your goal period. So if you set a goal for 3 months, don't look at it until the 3 months are up. But spend more time looking at your system that you wrote out and change that system if you feel like, I don't know if I'm moving as fast as I should. So once you implement a system of continuous small improvements, that's when you will see the success and the results and the outcomes. You know what's interesting? In the book, it talks about how achieving a goal only changes your life for a moment. So it's not forever, it's only in that moment, right? So if you lost weight after 3 months of working out, are you gonna be that weight for the rest of your life? No, but the system in place, if you have that habit and you have that system in place, that's going to make the change for a lifetime, not the weight loss itself, not the goal itself, it's the system, all right? So let's take another example. If you continue to have a messy room and your laundry and your clothes are all over the place and you just can't keep it clean, but you have a goal to have a clean room in 2 weeks. Well, what if you just tidied it up really fast one day? You spent 2 hours cleaning it up and now you have a clean room. So that was your goal. You met your goal. But what if it gets messy again in the next month? You probably didn't have a good system in place to keep it clean. So that's what he's saying. Let's create the system and the space and the environment to set you up for success so that you can continue to reach that goal and maintain that goal. Maintenance, it's so important. So we are going to fix the problem at the system level. And that's when you're going to see the change. System first mentality is what James Clear hopes that you will achieve when you are trying to create a habit. All right, so let's talk about happiness, right? Because if we have good habits in place, we're going to be pretty happy. So you can be happy anytime when you're working in your system, when your system is running smoothly, but the joy and the happiness comes on a daily basis rather than at the point of achieving your goal, right? We want happiness on the journey. We want to be comfortable and relaxed and enjoy the process throughout the habit that we're creating, not at the end, not when we achieve that goal. Because once we achieve that goal, we're gonna want more. We're gonna wanna achieve a higher goal, a bigger goal. So let's find the happiness and the joy in the process of implementing these systems, okay? We need a system that's gonna work. We need a system that's going to feel good. All right, so this is really what I want you to focus on today. This is your homework. I want you to create a system so that you can work out and enjoy it. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Go back to my other episodes, the odd episodes, 67, 65, 63. Go back and I help give you some examples of how you can create a system so that you can work out and get that healthy habit in place. If you are having difficulties creating a system, I'd love to help you create one. First of all, I'll just tell you that I love this stuff. I am part of Chelsea Jo's Systemize Your Life, and it's all about systems and habits and creating a lifestyle that's easier and that allows more time. So I love that, and I'd love to help coach you on that as well. But just think about this. Creating a habit is difficult, but it doesn't have to be if you have the right system in place. Okay, you want to fine tune, tweak, and make small changes towards a great system that works for you. So 1% improvement, 1% change. We talked about that all throughout this series. And these are marginal changes, right? We're building blocks. We're taking small steps up the mountain, however you want to look at it. But we're not taking big steps. So don't just completely twist and turn your routine into something dramatically different. Just make a small change that you think that you can handle. And I would start with just waking up a little bit earlier. If waking up a little bit earlier gives you time to do a quick 5-minute workout in the morning, that's gonna make a big difference. So think about how you can wake up a little bit earlier before your baby wakes up so you can get a 5-minute workout in the morning. That's my first step for you. And I would love to see how you can take that first baby step and then create something to make it your own so that you are really, really involved in a healthy lifestyle and a healthy fitness routine. I can't wait to hear all about it. Chat with me in our free Facebook group and let me know what kind of system you created for yourself. And something to remember is the number one reason why people have such a hard time sticking with habits is because they don't see the compound buildup quick enough. So if you know that it's going to take a long time to see the results and to see the change, you're gonna have to remind yourself daily that this is gonna take a long time. And if you go back to episode 65, we talk about how this can take 90 days. So if you put it in your mind right now, this is gonna take 90 days to establish this healthy habit, well then let's just work hard throughout that 90-day journey. Let's work hard and create the system that works for you. Well, I hope you learned a lot today, and I hope you're motivated more than ever to create a system that works and create systems in different areas of your life. Maybe you need a new system for your bedtime routine with your baby. Maybe you need a new system with getting out of the house easier, right? With your baby, that's so hard. I remember like setting aside 15 extra minutes from the time that I actually needed to leave because something always went wrong, right? A blowout or you forgot something. So systems work, they help, and I'm excited for you to go on this journey now of setting systems instead of goals. And don't forget to enter our giveaway for the month of April. One person is going to win a $50 Amazon gift card and a free coaching session with me. Just write a review, share it on Instagram or Facebook, and you will be entered into the giveaway. And remember to always live core strong. Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.